So after I spoke about Peter and what an incredible human being he was and our life together, I then said, now I want to say some things about suicide. And we should not let pain separate us, because it is the one factor that actually makes us human and brings us together. There is no shame in having pain in your life. And I decided I would end that silence and that shame right there and then.
And you've continued to speak out, to be an activist, to let people know about this, to try to erase stigma.
Absolutely. I found out 4 months later when I interviewed the therapist and the doctor from Kaiser that Peter had not been, he'd been grossly undertreated. And I couldn't figure out why he wasn't getting better when I kept sending him back to the doctor. But then I figured it out. No medication management and very little therapy. So I really took on healthcare systems. And in this particular instance, it was Kaiser. And because there'd been a number of other suicides too, and a California fine from the California Department of Managed Healthcare, a $4 million fine for not providing adequate services. And so I did battle Kaiser for a few years, and I'm happy to say that they did respond eventually, and they did add a lot more therapists and more direct services. So they're doing better, but until all healthcare partners fully integrate mental health services with health services, and that is actually the federal parity law of 2008, we will have not achieved what we need to.
Tell me a little bit more now about the event on July 11th. There'll be a showing of the film, The S Word. That's about an hour. What else will be happening during the time, 6 to 8:30 on the 11th? What will be happening during that time?
Well, I think this is an wonderful opportunity to have a platform and a discussion about suicide. And the director, Lisa Klein, who I've been very deeply involved with, Lisa and the other producers, and that I helped them launch the project 2.5 years ago. And they were interviewing me actually on the day that Robin Williams took his life. Tickets are available online. They're free, but you've gotta get a ticket, because we have limited seats, and it is being shown in the Board of Supervisors room at the county there. The movie chronicles the life of somebody who attempted to take their life and was not successful at taking it, and decided they wanted to reach out to others like them and give the message that you cannot be silent. I think one of the biggest tragedies of suicide is that how many people it touches. I know that people like Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain and my husband, Peter Kingston, they had a lot to live for. So they weren't leaving the people that they loved. They were leaving the pain that basically haunted them.